Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Coming up on today's local, the Justice Department is suing California. Plus,
so speaking as one of the victims, I beg you to release these files once and for all.
A victim of Jeffrey Epstein shares her message for Congress, and a famous house could soon be a landmark. Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's November 17th, 2025. I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. The Justice Department is taking California to court, suing Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta over two new laws aimed at federal law enforcement. The DOJ says California's No Secret Police Act and No Vigilantes Act legally target federal officers and could put them in danger. Attorney General Pam Bondi says officers shouldn't be harassed for doing their jobs. One day after President Trump said House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files, a victim of Jeffrey Epstein held a press conference with her attorney, Gloria Allred. Emily Valdez has the story.
Alicia Arden, a model and actress, said Jeffrey Epstein molested her in a Santa Monica hotel in 1997. She says she went there thinking she was auditioning for the Victoria's Secret catalog. She says she immediately filed a police report, but no charges were ever filed.
As you can imagine, the events of this last week has completely been, it's hard for me to say, it's been very much a complete slap in the face to the victims, myself, who are just reaching and searching for justice in this matter.
Attorney Gloria Allred.
Their survivors have made it clear over and over again that they want transparency and they want to know the whole truth concerning how Jeffrey Epstein and Ms. Maxwell were able to sexually victimize and sex traffic children and adults for such a long period of time.
I appeal to the members of the House, vote to release these files so that we can finally see who else helped Jeffrey Epstein and who else victimized so many children and adults.
Allred says many of the victims may be hesitant to publicly name their abusers for fear of lawsuits and expenses to defend themselves. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The LA County Sheriff's Department says it's now looking into new allegations of sexual assault against Sean Diddy Combs. They are working with the Largo Police Department in Florida, where the alleged victim lives. The victim gave Largo Police a report in September about claims Combs sexually assaulted him in 2020. Music producer Jonathan Hay identified himself as the complainant in social media posts that he has since removed. Hay also identified himself as one of the John Does who filed a civil lawsuit against Combs in July. Combs was found guilty in July on 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution and is currently serving 50 months in prison following his sentencing in October. There's a new lawsuit over the Eaton fire. It alleges that lives could have been saved if evacuation orders were sent out earlier. Here's Craig Figner.
January's Eaton fire claimed 19 lives. 18 of the bodies were found west of Lake Avenue, and a new lawsuit says they were found west of Lake because an automated emergency alert system that was supposed to send warnings to everybody instead sent them to people living east of Lake Avenue. Attorney Michael Watts says it wasn't until very early the next day that emergency alerts went out to everyone.
Because of an idiotic algorithm by the defendant who's been sued today that has nothing to do with science, has everything to do with laziness and a big red line across Lake Avenue. 10 hours and 32 minutes after the short that began this fire, an evacuation order is finally believed to have been issued for additional portions of central and southern Altadena, west of Lake Avenue.
The defendant in this case is Genesis Evac, a San Diego-based company, a company that Los Angeles County was paying millions of dollars annually to handle the delivery of emergency evacuation orders, especially during wildfires. In Altadena, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LA County officials ultimately had the final say on the emergency alerts that went out, but there are currently no lawsuits filed against the county in relation to the Eaton fire. Downtown LA just had its wettest November on record. After a weekend of heavy downpours, the city hit 2.57 inches of rain, beating the old 1985 mark of 2.43 inches. The weekend storm brought much-needed relief from drought, but also flood warnings and mudslide threats in fire-scarred areas like Altadena and the Pacific Palisades. No major damage was reported, but officials urge caution on slick roads. Today kicks off the next round with up to an inch of rain. Another storm could be heading our way later this week. We talked about it with CBS Los Angeles meteorologist Paul Dieno.
If we do get it, it looks like these storms this week are two things. They're colder, so we may get some high elevation snow. Good news for skiers and snowboarders, but colder also means drier. The storm that we had over the weekend was kind of a subtropical storm. We pulled stuff up from Mexico. That's why it rains so much. The source of our air is more from Canada, which means it's not going to be as warm, but it's also not going to be as juicy.
If that storm does hit us, it will likely arrive on Thursday and last into Friday. Metro brought back the Tap to Exit program today. It was relaunched at Union Station in North Hollywood and was also used at the new Pomona Station. Here's John Baird with more.
The Tap to Exit program isn't something new. It's used on transit systems across the country. But based on statistics, it's believed that people here who try to jump over the turnstiles and ride for free are the same people committing most of the crimes on the system. Still, riders have different opinions about it.
Do you feel safer because of it?
No. No, because there's still a lot of like homeless, kind of mentally ill population that right. Still spends a lot of time on the subway.
Another passenger waiting on the platform believes the taller exit gates and the tapped exit program are not the most important things when it comes to safety.
It's more about the police presence than the actual gates.
Tap to exit had been on hold for a while because the fire department was worried about riders being able to quickly exit a station in an emergency. But Metro's Carlos Rico tells us that that's been resolved.
We have the capability now to remotely open these doors in case of an emergency, something that we didn't have with the previous generation of fare gates. So
the taller fare gates and the tap to exit programs are also expected to lead to more money coming in, since it'll be harder to climb aboard a train for free.
Kids at a Koreatown elementary school got some new kicks and supplies today from basketball great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Karen Adams was there.
The 4th, 5th, and 6th graders here at the UCLA Community School in RFK campus gave the UCLA basketball legend and NBA great a big welcome as he arrived in a wheelchair. He told the kids here that education doesn't only take place in the classroom.
I want you to, at some point, put on your investigative hats and go out and find out what's going on in your neighborhood.
Afterwards, he talked about the state of education in the U.S. as he helped hand out new Adidas sneakers and backpacks to the students.
There are some great schools and there are a lot of bad schools. A lot of it has to do with politics
etc. But our children are our future. We have to give them every chance to be their best.
The donation of shoes and backpacks was done through Abdul-Jabbar's Skyhook Foundation. In Koreatown, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Finally, this is the story of a famous house that could soon become a landmark. You know what? I tried. You can't hate me for trying. The Studio City home used in the opening shots of the Brady Bunch is now up for historical cultural monument status. Preservationists say the mid-century ranch isn't just a backdrop. It helped define the show's vision of a suburban family life. Fans still show up there for photos, and the home was even rebuilt inside to match the TV set. The Cultural Heritage Commission will tour the property soon before sending its recommendation to the City Council. That's all for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobio. I'll see you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.